Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to rejoin you in reading God's Word daily. Today is Sunday, January 12th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm so excited about the new reading plan we are about to embark on. Each day we'll have an Old Testament reading, a New Testament reading, and a reading from the Proverbs. If that isn't enough, we're also going to try to weekly memorize or internalize a scripture that connects with the sermon passage. We're going to try it for a couple of months and see how it goes. I'd love to hear from you, your thoughts. And as we read God's Word, let us open our hearts to Him. The Old Testament readings we are going through are going to be coming from the NIV Student Study Bible. And this is track number 2. It's taking us on a guided tour of the Old Testament. In these 2 months, we're going to work our way all the way to 1 Kings. We're also going to read the book of Matthew, and we'll start with verse 1 of chapter 1, and we're going to go through the end of Matthew. Then each day, we'll read a little snippet from Proverbs according to the day it is on the calendar. So today is the 12th. So we will be reading Proverbs 12 and verse 15. First, a reading from Genesis chapter 1. I'm reading in the New International Version. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. We only read a snippet from Genesis chapter 1, but if we kept reading, we would read about the fact that God created the sky on day 2, the land, the seas, and the plants on day 3, the sun, the moon, and the stars on day 4, the birds and sea creatures on day 5, and on day 6, He created land animals and humans. Do you remember what God did on the 7th day? He rested from His work and blessed the day, making it holy. And now from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 17, this is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah. As we read, I want you to connect in your mind the fact that Genesis was a beginning narrative, the beginning of the world. And think with me that Jesus existed before the beginning in perfect union with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And then these verses in Matthew are showing us the fulfillment of all of God's creation coming to a climax in Jesus coming to be part of His creation and saving the world. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife, Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Jehoram, Jehoram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, Amon the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abihud. Abihud, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Elihud. Elihud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. Our wisdom reading today comes from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. The way of the fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. This proverb reminds me that foolish people like me sometimes think my way is the highway. But when we are wise, we look to God and God's word, and we look to God's people for direction and instruction and for the true meaning of life and the path to abundant and eternal life. I think a word we could associate with this verse is humility. We need to be open to the wisdom of others. Sometimes we shut down or we puff up when others point out something that maybe could change in us or maybe a path that could be better than the one we're thinking about. We need to present ourselves to the Lord, open ourselves to correction, and be willing to make a change. Before we end the podcast today, I want to just say this week's Bible memory passage over you. And if you have time, write it down with a pen and paper just so that you can become familiar with it. And throughout the week, we will start to employ some different ways of learning or internalizing the verse together. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Will you pray with me? Father, we want to end our time together on this podcast in praise. We praise you, Lord, for you are holy. You are radiant. You are majestic. You are seated on a throne. You are almighty. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You created all that was and is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And we worship you. Thank you for creating this world that we live in. And thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to have wonderful lives here. We pray, Lord, thanking you for ultimately coming to be one of us in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Lord. We exalt you, Lord Christ. Fill us with the fullness of your love and grace today. Help us to hear your Holy Spirit speak to us. Set us on fire for you. Bless my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today. Please give them a sense of your presence with them. Surround them with your mighty angels. Would you pick them up and pull them tightly into your bosom like a little sheep? You are our shepherd. Help us, Lord, to have everything that we need, and remind us that ultimately what we need is fellowship with you and salvation that has been accomplished through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.